This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Facing a backlash from businesses and gay rights advocates, Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas urged lawmakers to rework legislation billed as a religious freedom measure. An announcement circulated and recirculated among incredulous gay rights advocates, Walmart posted a statement in its Twitter feed that asked the governor of Arkansas, its home state, to reject legislation that critics say could allow discrimination against lesbians and gay men. McDonald's is raising wages and offering new benefits to 90,000 employees and the 1,500 outlets in the United States that it owns and operates. The decision does not affect the 750,000 employees who work for the more than 3,100 franchisees that operate roughly 12,500 McDonald's restaurants around the country. The company will increase wages to at least $1 over the local legal minimum wage for workers in restaurants under corporate control to an average of $9.90 an hour by July 1st. That average will increase to more than $10 in 2016. California Governor Jerry Brown issued an executive order directed the State Water Resources Control Board to impose a 25% reduction on the state's 400 local water supply agencies, which serve 90% of California residents over the coming year. 11 were convicted in Atlanta test score scandal. Investigators concluded that cheating had occurred in at least 44 schools and that the district had been troubled by organized and systemic misconduct. Nearly 180 employees, including 38 principals, were accused of wrongdoing as part of an effort to inflate test scores and misrepresent the achievement of Atlanta students in schools. Democratic Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey has been indicted on multiple charges, including bribery and making false statements. Airbnb says we'll start letting Americans rent rooms in private homes in Cuba immediately. 52% of Americans support gay marriage, according to Pew Research Center poll, compared with 40% who oppose it. In 2001, Americans opposed it by 57% to 35% margin in the same poll. Militants attacked students at a university in eastern Kenya who are suspected to be part of the same group that terrorized a mall in Nairobi several years ago. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBF FM 88.3, www.kbf.org.